As a kid, I ended up asking an old man what it means to have to lead a good life. The old man seemed happy, not cranky despite frailty, discontent, and loneliness that come with old age. He said, "If you follow your heart, help more people, spread love, go to bed tired and happy and wake up with gratitude and smile, you are on the path of leading a good life." To me, it didn't seem much at that time, but now it makes perfect sense. Most of us decline ourselves even a chance to lead a good life by stopping ourselves. Though we are able, capable and willing, but we let that small voice forget our tune of life. Mojo of Small Things presents 03 ways you are stopping yourself from leading a good life. 1. Stopping yourself from being fearless. If before doing anything this is what you feel is right and are concerned about what others will say, welcome to the fearful world, where everyone is living his, her half potential worried about what others will say when we reach the fullness of ours. Safe on the surface but suicidal deep down, just imagine killing your potential simply because you are too afraid of being successful and happy, thus overvaluing predictability. Ignoring yourself a fearless future is quite ironic and later going to be regretful. This is the reason that you don't have a plan and you are not able to wake up every morning to become what you want to or can become as a result. On the contrary, when you become fearless, you unlock the door to success staircase, no elevators buddy. You accept that success can be yours and anything is possible, it's not a blessing, it's an earning. You start thinking in terms of what all can I do? And hence, accept that the success that will emerge after long toil will be well deserved. Being fearless means that you go one step ahead at a time or take that leap towards what you thought was inconvenient, impossible for you till now. Your discomfort to accept that you can be immensely loved, succeed and raise a good family will start dissolving once you embrace fearlessness. Being fearless will mean that you are ready to do more and not be afraid of excellence. Being fearless will mean that you will be able to seek help and help without inhibitions. Being fearless will mean that you will start creating yourself to reach your maximum potential. Being fearless will mean that you will finally love more and love true. Fearlessness assertion, let me do what I should so that I can be what I want to become. 2. Stopping yourself from being the doer. Okay, you have somehow decided to become fearless, just decided, and let us agree before we proceed, it is tough to become fearless, just in mind, the next and only step to become fearless is to become a doer. Doing is the tool, the weapon, and the magic wand to become fearless. When you stop yourself from doing things, you give your inner fears a chance to overpower you. But when you are busy doing what will bring you closer to your potential, the fear will start dissolving. That travel plan? Cooking that perfect meal? Speaking on the stage? Starting your company? Not just plan, go and do it. Doing has a beauty that only a doer can understand. Being a doer will mean that you will develop a bias towards action. Being a doer will mean that you won't be afraid to try something that moves you and correct it soon, before it is too late. Being a doer will mean that you will instill confidence in others and won't be alone making things happen, which will eventually make you more fearless. Doing makes the naysayer take notice and keep quiet after you decline to stop. Doing makes the potential mentors appreciate you, this may get expressed openly. Envy is also a form of appreciation. Doer's assertion, let me do what I should so that I can get done what matters. 3. Stopping yourself from the saying I love you when you mean it. Congratulations. Now you have set the juggernaut in motion, you are fearless and you have started getting your hands dirty. That's how you create value and worth. What do you think will keep you going? Whatever the question is, love is the answer. One big lie we live, we say I like when we should say I love and, we say I love when we should say I like. We love things and like people, but we should love people and like things. So we stop ourselves from saying I love you because we have substituted love with like and commitment with convenience. The real love starts where convenience ends, be lovable and love really and immensely. Saying I love you when you mean it, makes your life clutter-free, focused and meaningful, which in turn can help you become fearless and doer. Saying I love you when you mean it makes you give someone importance, unlocking emotions like care, help and being present. Caution, it can be, but it need not be just the love interest, partner, and you need not sacrifice self-love to be in love. Loving someone starts with self-love gone right. Real love assertion, let me love myself, and not get obsessed with, so that I can love you more in the way you are. A good life awaits you on the other side of these pitfalls. What are you waiting for? Start today, no matter how small, become a little more fearless, do a little more than you wanted to do and love a little more. See you on the side of a good life soon. Note, we don't include navigation links inside our articles, until unless extremely necessary, so that you can focus. But you can always visit www.mojofsmallthings.com for more.